that's me. That's not me. My name is Andrew Ward. I'm with the Minnesota Population Center. And my co-author, Miriam King, is also with the Minnesota Population Center, and we're both involved with the Integrated Health Interview Survey series, which is that. And what I'm going to be, the following personal financial relationships with commercial interest relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months. So this presentation is a kind of odd amalgam of three things. It's one, a shameless claim for publicity for IHIS so that you'll all run out and use it and make us all very happy. Secondly, I'm interested in the race as a conceptual idea, and so there's a conceptual element there. And the third thing is that, as you all know, establishing causal relationships is really hard. And so one of the things that the change in the OMB standards provides us is a social experiment for possibly seeing whether or not and to what degree race really is a socially constructed concept. So this is the outline, and I'll go through it. So in demography, epidemiology, health services research, and medicine, race is a key category. Data are collected on race, and statistics stratified by race. As Fine et al. Wrote in American Journal of Public Health, health disparities research focuses on understanding the complex associations between race, health, and health care. What we believe is that race is not a biological category. There is no cluster of traits that biologically divides the races into different categories. There are no compelling reasons to suppose that race stands for a genetic trait that is salient to matters of health and is stated by the American Anthropological Association. Race evolved as a worldview, a body of prejudgments that distorts our ideas about human differences and group behavior. Racial beliefs constitute myths about the diversity in the human species. The myths fused behavior and physical features together in the public mind, impeding our comprehension of both biological variations and cultural behavior, implying that both are genetically determined. So we believe that race is socially constructed. Racial categories reflect social practices and ideologies. Racial categories are sometimes imposed on people. So, for example, early in the National Health Interview Survey, which is the data source that I'll be using, interviewers classified people as white, black, or other based on their own perceptions and three classifications provided to them. And racial self-identification is shaped by socially shaped perceptions and values. The data that I'm using, or that we used, is the National Health Interview Survey. It covers the civilian, non-institutionalized U.S. population, conducts annual cross-sectional household interviews, and it uses multi-stage probability design. Because it uses a multi-stage probability design, using NHIS data is challenging because you have to use weights, and you have to consider strata, and you have to consider PSU, and all sorts of other things. The project on which I work, and so here is my shameless plug for all of you running out and using this, so remember that website, is the Integrated Health Interview Series. What we have done is integrate data and documentation based on material originally included in the public use files of the USNHIS. It's distributed for free over the internet. The database currently consists of about 1,000 integrated variables from 1969 to 2006. To say that they're integrated means that you can actually use them over a series of time. To integrate means that if you're using variable A for 1969, you can use it for 1970, 1971, 1972, and when there are problems with integration, we have all sorts of comparability warnings going, don't do this, or be very cautious. And the variables are given consistent codes and thorough documentation to facilitate cross-temporal comparisons. And that's our website. You're supposed to ooh and ah now. Ooh, ah. There we go. The NHIS and race. The 1999-2003 NHIS, well, actually, not just 1999 through 2003, but starting with 1999, provides a social experiment to determine the effect of changing social categories of race. The 1999 forward NHIS uses, that is to say, it presents two different categories of races. It uses or presents the pre-1997 OMB standards and the post-1997 OMB standards. The 1997 standards forward explicitly permitted multiple race identifications, and more than permitted. From 1982 forward, the NHIS actually allowed people to identify in multiple racial categories, but then they recoded those by asking another question about their primary race. And so then they used the pre-1997 OMB standards to classify people as to their primary race. Starting with 1999, though, people were actually permitted both to answer at multiple racial categories, and then they weren't recoded into a single primary racial category. And this reflects increasing social acceptance of multiracial categories, that is to say membership in more than one category. The pre-1997 OMB race categories were these four: American Indian or Alaskan Native, a person having origins in any of the original persons in North America and who maintain cultural identification through tribal affiliations or community recognition; Asian or Pacific Islander, person having origins in any of the original peoples of the Far East, Southeast Asia, and so forth; Black, a person having origins in any of the Black racial groups of Africa; and White, person having origins in any of the original peoples of Europe, North Africa, or the Middle East. The post-1997 OMB racial categories that were fully implemented in the 1999 forward NHIS roughly did two things. They separated off the Asians into Asians and Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islanders. And so they took one category and split it into two. And then they also offered respondents the option of selecting one or more racial designations and then not asking them to designate a principal or a primary racial category, but simply then allowed them to self-identify as multiple racial category. This is the 1999 NHIS flashcard for self-identified race questions. As you can see, there are a variety of things that they could self-identify as. And then based on how they self-identified, this is what the NHIS did. They took the raw data based upon people's self-identification from that flashcard. They edited that data. And then starting in 1999, they actually provided people's classification both using the post-1997 OMB standards and the pre-1997 OMB standards. Now, what's important here is, I think, something that is too often glossed over, which is that these identifications are, it's not as if the NHIS is actually categorizing people by race. These are self-identifications in racial categories. And so whenever you do analysis, you have to be really careful. It's not as if people who are white have certain prevalences of conditions or disparities, or people who are black. It's people who are self-identifying themselves in this way. And so this is something that reflects, I think, in the fact that this is what's going on. In the case of the multiple race category, using pre-1997 categories, if I self-identify as American Indian or Alaskan Native and white, but then self-identify my primary race as white because I had to designate a primary racial category, then I'm classified as white. Using the 1997 forward categories, if I self-identify as American Indian or Alaskan Native and white, then I am classified as being of multiple race. Hence, the numbers of people being classified as being of multiple race goes up in the 1997 categories relative to the pre-1997 categories, where they were actually forced to then identify a primary race. The impact, as I'll show, on the white population is pretty negligible, but the impact on populations that are already relatively small, such as American Indian or Alaskan Native, can be quite large. So these, what we did was we pooled the 1999 through 2003 NHIS race question for people age 18 and over, and these were using the pre-1997 OMB standards. And this gives you the count, the observations, the percentages, and the standard error. And the count there then is the weighted count. And this gives you the same information except using the 1997 forward OMB standards. So what you can do using both IHIS and since we're providing the NHIS data is that you can look at the same population but classified either according to the pre-1997 standards or the post-1997 standards. What we did then was to look at three selected IHIS variables that come from the NHIS: health, which rates an individual's general health according to a Likert scale; uninsured indicates whether the person currently lacks health insurance coverage; and CANCEV identify sample adults who were ever diagnosed by a doctor or other health professionals having cancer or malignancy of any kind. And really briefly here, what I guess I want to suggest here is two things. One is that if you look at the data, what you find is that there aren't a whole lot of differences between the results using the pre-1997 standards and the post-1997 standards, except for two things. One is that, of course, you have this multiple race category using the post-1997 standards that you don't get in the pre-1997 standards. The second thing is that you'll see, as I go through this really quickly, you'll see just a little bit of difference creeping in with the American Indian and Alaskan Native. And that's, I think, to be expected. And it's to be expected because once you allow this multiple race category, the category that currently exists that's most likely to be affected is the category with the smallest number to begin with. And so, interestingly enough, for disparity research, by allowing multiple race categories in, what you're going to do is begin to see variations in the smallest categories to begin with. And so it's going to seem to affect those categories more than the major categories. And so for here, for example, you see that excellent or good for American Indian and Alaska Native goes up slightly. And here we have insurance status, and again, we don't see a whole lot of difference. We see insurance status, number percentage insured goes down a little bit for American Indian and Alaska Native. We have the multiple race for the post-1997 standards. Oops. For cancer, again, we don't see very much difference. We get the multiple race category in there. We did a simple logistic regression. What effect, if any, the different racial categories have in a logistic regression, which insurance status is the dependent variable, race with unknowns excluded is the independent variable of interest, and the covariates of age, sex, health status, marital status, and employment status are used as controls. Again, you don't get a whole lot of difference. We see the odds ratio of uninsured goes up just a little bit by having the multiple race category in there relative to the earlier one. And then conclusion. Allowing people to self-select a multiple race category and not a single primary race affects the distributions in all the racial categories, though some more than others. And presumably, as more and more data is collected, that's likely to increase, which affects then disparities research. The other thing is that the multiple race category is not captured in any of the single primary race categories. This is a whole new set of data in which to examine disparity issues. Inclusion of a multiple race self-selected category affects the odds ratio of insurance for at least some of the other racial categories, and usually the ones that are the smallest. Disparities research using publicly available NHIS data is very limited. More analytically precise disparities research requires using NHIS RDC confidential data, and that's simply because the other groups have such small numbers that for purposes of confidentiality, you can't access that publicly. And then finally, sociologist Troy Duster notes, whether race is a legitimate concept for scientific inquiry depends on the criteria for defining race and will in turn be related to the analytic purposes for which the concept is deployed. And that's 15 minutes.
So our last presentation.